Yajna means to satisfy the supreme law. That is yajna. So in the Kali Yuga, the yajna is made very easy. Chant Hare Krishna. So anywhere you go, chant Hare Krishna and see that there will be clouds, there will be rainfall, and just work little, you get your food grains and chant Hare Krishna.
They won't like that, I
mean. That means that is their disease. The same thing. That why you are sitting here? Come with me, work. And what shall I do? By working, you get money, then you'll enjoy, and I'm already enjoying. That's it. This is called Maya. Maya Sukhaya Bharamud Bhato Bhimura. These rascals simply or little temporary so-called benefit. They have created this working simply. Work very hard, very hard. Yes. Whole history in this Rome city, you can see there are evidences these buildings are constructed with hard labor. Now those rascals have gone and then maintaining that they work so hard. Those who work very hard, they have gone away. Now nobody knows where they are and what have they have become. But they are maintaining their bricks, that's all. Brick civilization.
No one goes into the park at night. Too dangerous.
Let's see. They have created such a civilization.
The little boy of President John Kennedy was in Central Park last week, and another boy came and pushed him to the ground and stole his bicycle. The president's son.
From the very beginning, the stealing and robbing. What is this picture? One horse without any.
I think it is the horse of the hunter.
Oh. Hare Krishna.
Nice of living in the mountains here. It's called Alpinos. Alpinos, live in Alpes.
Spoken by Krishna. Annad bhavanti bhutani parjanyat annasambhava jagyat bhavati parjanya jagya karma samuh.
Prabhupada, in the Krishna book, Krishna himself argues that you don't need, he argues at the time of the Indra sacrifice, that you don't need jagga. Uh-huh. The rain will come anyway. That's what they say nowadays.
And that was to irritate Indra.
But they take that argument of his. Where is the proof that the rain but, is controlled by God?
No. Krishna says the rain will come. But Krishna never says that without rain you can cultivate.
No.
So Krishna's purpose was, because I am the Supreme Lord, Indra will supply, his father will supply. So that is another thing. Krishna never said that without rain you can cultivate. Never said.
Well, what if they argue that whether we perform jagga or not, these rains will go on. They're coming now, and we're not performing jagga.
Because I will order, you are already performing jagga, worshipping me, loving me. That is Krishna's part. Huh? That means Tasmin tushti jagat tushta. If you satisfy Krishna, India, Indra's father will be satisfied. Just like if you water on the root of the tree, all the Indras, as branches and leaves and foliage, they will be satisfied. That is the purpose. Krishna wanted to impress this, that you simply was love me and everything will be supplied.
Why is it that the rains come in certain parts of the world and in other parts people do not have enough?
No part of the world is nowadays sufficient rain because they are not performing yogas. Sometimes it is seen, you know, over rain, over flood, not systematic. But if you perform yoga, there will be systematic rainfall which you can use. You can utilize properly. Jagyan bhavanti punja, punjan.
Ananda Swami said that in New Vrindavan the weather is changing every year. It's getting nicer there. It's much more sun and the winter is not so high.
It's getting better.
Yes, because there are so many devotees. The people are still being maintained on account of our chanting Hare Krishna. Encouraging in our society to take to agriculture, to support this center. I'm purchasing land in Vrindavan, Mayapur, to become self-sufficient. Whatever production you make, you be satisfied. Little vegetable, little grain and little milk, very sufficient.
In the Vedic culture, was the land divided? In the sense that some people would receive land free, or...
Is it nice here, this crowd?
The land in the Vedic culture, some of it was...
Land belongs to the king. And you take land for cultivation.
Did you
and
have
you
to
pay
buy
25% tax to the king, or all taxes. If you don't produce, they don't pay tax.
Oh, it wasn't forced that you had to pay so much?
No.
You pay 25% of
what you have produced.
Produced.
That's all. Very simple thing. Everyone was engaged producing. There was no necessity. And here the rascals are advising produce bolts and nuts, tire, and drill, petrol. They are not producing food. And the so-called government men, they are levying taxes and they are enjoying. They haven't got to produce food. They are killing animals, eating, and digesting with wine, and then women, that's all. This is their business. And food price is increasing daily. They don't mind because they will print paper and to the supplier they will give paper. That's all.
Print more paper.
Right? That's all. This is discipline. Cheating, bluffing. That's all. They don't care for the citizens. And as soon as there is some agitation, they declare war. so that they can be engaged, attention is diverted. This is going on.
Now with paper and money, any country can print any other country's money.
Yes. And that is going on. Therefore inflation. Suppose I am an enemy, I print dollars like that and distribute. So the inflation is there, the price is increased. If you get money for nothing, you will be prepared to pay anything. Suppose there is 1 mand of rice, I have got this printed note, you are offering 10 rupees, I will say 20 rupees.
That's inflation.
That's all. Because I did not earn this money, I printed, I am prepared to 20 rupees. So he says, why shall I pay 10 rupees? I must wait for the customer for 20 rupees and hold it. If there is sufficient stock, he will not sell. Hmm. Therefore, the other man who is honest, he is suffering. This is going on. So, to stop this inflation, the government must stop this paper currency. Then the inflation, there will be no more inflation. But that they will not do. They want to cheat people. In God I trust, take this paper and pay. Be satisfied that you have got $1,000. This cheating is going on. Why should you pay me paper? Give me real dollar and gold. That they have not, they haven't got. That's all. They will employ laborers and cheat them by paying this paper, and this rascal will think that I am getting more money. That's all. Since this world has taken this paper currency, the situation has degraded. Formerly there was barter exchange. That was very good. Still in Indian villages, remote villages, there is barter. He has produced some grains, paddy, he'll bring to the storekeeper. And the storekeeper will take, for so much oil, he have to give me so much paddy. So he'll weigh and keep it and give him oil. So he'll arrange to sell the paddy. But for the villagers, he brings the paddy and he takes. They require little salt, little oil, some spices, that's all. Otherwise they have got their own thing. They have got dal, their rice, wheat, everything they have produced. In this way still there are Indian villages. There is no question of scarcity.
The easiest way to manage then is to have everything more or less in small villages.
Yes, that was Gandhi's village organization. These people, they are attracting villagers to work in the factory. And they are exploiting them. Instead of producing food, they are attracted by so-called high salaries to the factory. And they are producing bolts and nuts, motor parts. But food is produced somewhere else. But the food producers, they are working in the factory. Therefore, scarcity of foodstuff. But this factory owner, he has got more money, he doesn't care. The poor public, they are suffering. Our philosophy is that you produce your food anywhere. You stay and keep cows, take milk, produce vegetables, food grains, and chant Hare Krishna. That's it. This is our philosophy. Make your life successful. by becoming Krishna conscious, you become free from all these troublesome material conditions. This is our education. Don't be after this motor cars, television, and all nonsense things, sporting, wine, women. Don't be after this. Simply eat sufficiently, keep your health nicely, chant Hare Krishna, realize Krishna, and go back to home. This is our pleasure.
But sometimes it's because this this materialistic society is so far advanced, you say we cannot actually hope to change it.
No, no. That is a fact. We cannot hope to change. But we request everyone to chant Hare Krishna.
In their factory or wherever they are.
Yes. Because it is very difficult to close the factory. That is not possible. Yes. So whatever you've done, it is all right. But you chant Hare Krishna. Then things will be adjusted. We are giving chance to everyone who is degraded or who is not degraded. By the simple method of chanting Hare Krishna. We do not neglect anyone. We do not say, you are neglected. We don't accept you. No. I accept you and accept others. What is this? Symmetry? No. It is also part of the path.
People tolerate such obvious mismanagement.
As long as they will not take to Krishna consciousness, they have to tolerate. They must suffer. That is nature's law. That is said in the Bhagavad Gita. Daivijya isa gunamahi, mamamaya. You cannot escape all these miserable conditions. Mami vaja prapadyante. If you become Krishna conscious, then you will escape. It is difficulty to become Krishna conscious. Manmana bhavamat bhaktamat jyaji mahanamaskuru. Simply always think of me. It was nice Krishna, and the temple, and we see. And what is the difficulty to think of him always? And chanting, hearing his name. So, there's no difficulty in remembering Krishna always. Manmana, Bhagavad Bhakta, to become devotee, worship the Lord in the temple. Prepare food for him and take the prasadam. Where is the difficulty? The program which you have introduced, where is the difficulty there? But the rascals will not take. That is the difficulty. They will become hippies, but they will not become devotees. Although a better position. This is a misfortune. Duskritina, misfortune. In spite of the things being so easy to perform, they will not take it on account of misfortune. Duskritina. Because they have committed so many sinful activities, it is difficult to accept this. Otherwise, the thing which you are presenting is very easy to be accepted by anyone, even by a child. And actually we see the children, they are also dancing, chanting Hare Krishna, and very happy. In Dallas, in all schools where children are unhappy, their face, and you see in Dallas, all children, they are so happy. The teacher is happy, the student is happy there. Have you not marked the face in the picture, how they are happy? Did you mark it? Yes.
To accept our way, though, to accept our way, they think that means I've been totally wrong. And they have so much pride that they don't want to change.
Like that misfortune.
Yeah.
Murkha over there is a he. A murkha, a rascal, when he's given good advice, he becomes angry. He becomes angry. He does not take for solution of the problem, but he becomes angry. Murkha over there is a he. Paiparam bhujanganam kevaram visavartanam. Because they're miscreants, like snakes. If you give him milk, his poison will increase. Paipanam bhujanganam kevaram visavartanam.
When I was at the university, there were two kinds of strikes. One was by the students and the other one was by the professors.
And what about the clerks? They also strike sometimes.
They took advantage of the two.
Everyone dissatisfied. That's a fact. This is a bad civilization.
Jyotirmayi is giving a course in Paris at one university. And there, we can't always have our classes. We're scheduled every week, but we've only had two or three. The whole rest of the time, the university has been closed because the students were striking practically the whole year. So fast and they go nowhere.
He's proud that how fast I can drive, you see. And where you are going, I'm going to hell, that's all. Never mind. That is described in the Bhagavad Gita, just like the flies. They are coming very forceful. Where? In the fire. They're busy, very busy. And as soon as on the fire, finished. Very busy. Without inquiring where I am going so forcefully. But you're going to the fire.
We should go on the walk. The cars are coming on the road, we should go on the walk.
So, is that walk?
Where's the car?
Containing three passengers, wasting petrol. 700s and thousands and millions of cars and buses are running all over the world, simply wasting petrol.
When there was the oil crisis in the United States, they were giving reports how some person would go in his car, go 10 miles in a big car to buy one pack of cigarettes.
Your own flesh and grow your food. There is no question of transport. Little transport is required, that bullock cart. Krishna was being carried on bullock cart. There is no use of petrol. You simply, the bulls are already there. Utilize them. No, the bull should be sent to the slaughterhouse. Petrol should be.
Try to solve every problem by transportation, by aeroplanes, cars. For example, we had this big conference in Montreal. From all over the world came partners.